Echo 8 Zulu Uniform Whiskey.
Kilo Foxtrot 8 Charlie Delta November, monitoring.
Everybody must be busy with the Michigan Queso Party. Can't beat us mobile.
There's a Queso Party today?
Yeah, I think so. But, I wasn't ready for it.
Technically, I'm ready for it. All my stuff put together. I just didn't know what to say.
Yeah, I think this is the first year they allowed FT8, too. But I know Captain Don is doing it. That's why we haven't heard from him in a while.
Where are you out and about to on a Sunday?
I'm going to McDonald's to get my adulting Minecraft meal deal. Because I need to have that Grimace toy for some reason. I don't know. I just saw it on the food review guy, and he said it was a good deal. And then the kids are getting a Happy Meal, and so whatever. I figure I'd take them out.
That sounds way better than the Quest Bar that I'm eating as I'm passing a McDonald's.
Yeah, I haven't had it at McDonald's in a long time, so when you haven't had it in a long time, it's better, but if you have it all the time, it's not so great.
I'm proud of myself. I only had 2 Shamrock Shakes this year.
Ah, very good. I had 0 because I forgot about Shamrock Shakes, but you can get mint chocolate chip ice cream at the store. Tastes better. So what has you out and about?
You are not wrong. That is way better than a Shamrock Shake. I'm headed to my dad's right now. We're going to chronograph some different ammo that he just bought for one of his guns, and I'm going to go shoot my crossbow, and I think we're going to go hunting tonight.
Yeah, go get rid of some coyotes, because they're creeping around. I saw some rabbits today, too.
Oh, yeah. If we see coyotes, they get shot, but we're actually shooting deer for an orchard on a special permit where we have to reduce the population.
Okay, well, that sounds like fun. take home the meat, I'm assuming.
Gonna be noisy for a second here. Yeah, we could take home the meat. We have to take home the meat. As part of the deal is you have to harvest the animal. And it's all fun and games now until we have, you know, ahead of them, and then it's like, well, does anyone want any deer? So that's when we start to slow down and we don't have anyone to give the deer to.
Yeah, is all this flooding going to help with your hunt? Or, I mean, I would assume that it would get them out of hiding because they don't want to be in the water.
I don't know. It's not a very big orchard, so it's hit or miss. Some days they're there and some days they're not, or they come out after dark. I don't think the water's going to have too much of a say in how it goes. It's kind of just what they feel like doing that day.
Is it one of those apple orchards, like north of Armada, those orchards?
Yeah, it's west of 53, south of Armada. I'll give you that much. I don't want to dox them on the air, but I'll tell you offline.
Okay. Yeah, just waiting for my meal here. Curbside pickup.
Did you use your reward points?
I did, because, you know, the happy, my kids are going to not be happy with the amount of food in the Happy Meal, so I used it on one of the double cheeseburgers or something, so, yeah, a little bit of a reward point.
The only way to get fast food now is you got to use the app.
Oh, it goes beyond food and all that stuff. I use it at gas stations now. If I go to an Exxon Mobil, I just open the app up and I pay to activate the pump. And you get reward points that way.
Makes you wonder, how far is this going to go? We can already grocery shop from an app. We already can get our food through an app. Now we can get gas through an app. What's next?
Oh, this is so funny. All the items come in like, I gotta take pictures of this when I get home. But all the items come in like Minecraft theme boxes and things like that. It cracks me up. I wonder if the hamburger's gonna be a cube.
Minecraft is the theme now. I can't remember what it was the last time I took the kids there. The toddler toy was some stupid basketball thing that like the kids broke in 13 seconds. So now it's Minecraft.
Yeah, it's to go with the Minecraft movie that's out in the theaters. And, so it's a gimmick. You know how McDonald's is. They like to, get in on the movies and things like that. It's Far Cry from when I was a kid. When I was a kid, it was all like these, they had all these themes for everything. I think the Happy Meals were better when I was a kid.
NABBF. I second that. I remember vividly, I'd get, like, legitimate toys in there, like Hot Wheels, not Hot Wheels brand, but, like, die-cast metal cars, like, all kinds of cool stuff, and now it just seems like everything's gimmicky garbage. I got some Sonic toys floating around in my truck. Those were pretty cool, but, again, that's kind of, like, that's my childhood, right? Like, I played Sonic on my Game Boy, so maybe that's why it appeals to me, but yeah, a couple times we go there, they get, like, sticker books, or the last one, like I said, it was, like, this little cardboard basketball hoop thing and, like, a ball, and it's like, what is a toddler going to do with that?
Well, it's supposed to break, so that you throw it away and it's not choking after it. I don't know. But it's kind of funny how they're doing, like, adult theme meals now. So like the Minecraft, it was a Big Mac meal basically with the drink, and it comes in like this Minecraft like cardboard cube thing, and it's kind of like, I think it's to appeal to like kids that have grown up and become, you know, this was some of their childhood too, because you know Minecraft's been around for a while, so there's a lot of adults that remember Minecraft from the early 2000s and things like that.
they're marketing to the millennials now who have kids, so it's a double dip.
Is this what they call adulting? Like you're trying to be an adult, but you still have kid tendencies?
I think so. I still have plenty of those, but I have to have some restraint and not do the, you know, act like a complete child. But sometimes I see, like, Legos. I'm a 31-year-old grown man, and every time I, like, take my kids to the store and I look at Legos, I'm like, dude, if I had time, I would 100% buy this and build it.
Well, yeah, it's like a hobby like anything else. It's, you know, they got the Star Wars Legos, and, you know, those kits are really expensive, and, you know, you can tell that they make them for adults. They're just, you know, because they're complex and things like that. But, you know, a kid could do it, too. And, you know, the other thing, too, is if you have kids, well, you tend to be, you know, have the excuse that you can do kid things because you have kids and you're doing the activity with them.
I already plan on reliving a lot of my childhood through my children.
Yep, the next one's a Nintendo 2, right? Whenever that comes out. I saw the little announcement that it was delayed because of the tariff or whatever. But anyways, I'm home, so I'll let you get the last word in, and I'll talk to you later. KFADA.
Yeah, do some research on that first. I think there's active subscriptions, and the games are $90 for the physical copy, $80 for the digital. So you might want to keep looking at that Steam Deck, but I will catch you later, man. Enjoy your McDonald's and ADDF.
102.
Delta Alpha November, net control station for the Michigan Amateur Radio Public Service Cornet. The set meets every Sunday, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on a near frequency of 39032 kHz. Alternate frequencies are 5346 decimal 5 and 7232 kHz. These are designated Michigan emergency frequencies. This net is also available via VHF and UHF link repeaters courtesy of the Central Michigan Emergency Network. If you receive the net on VHF and UHF, you are also that is also available on Echo Link but will be received only. The purpose of this net is to provide a weekly statewide exchange of information and ideas concerning Roscommon, Michigan, including Aries, NTS, and SkyOne. All radio amateurs with a sincere interest in supporting public safety are invited and encouraged to take part in this net. This is an ARRL section level net. Regular participants include your staff officials, NTS officials, assistants, and representatives of each group. Well, sir, Kilo Echo 8 Delta Oscar November, my name is Max, and I hold the position of Section Emergency Coordinator. From the pre-net group, I have the following stations listed. KAJDD, WBH, PTZ, KDH, RHC, WACOP, and WBHASB. Some stations need not check in again, but other stations do not, please call now.
And it'll be a kilowatt. Bravo 8 Sierra Whiskey Romeo on 14662.
Kilo Bravo 9 India Alpha Romeo.
Okay, I got NEODU, KB8SWR, and KB8IAR. Any others, please call.
KB8PTW.
KDACGW, close the station and the latest one too on the next station, please. Any relays? KDACGD, KDACGD, can you please connect call, please?
KDACGD, KDACGD, go ahead.
I say, can you place a net call, please?
Will do, will do. You dropped out there for a second. This is KAJBD assisting net control for the Michigan ARPSC net. Anyone wishing to check into the Michigan ARPSC net, please call now. Michigan ARPSC net check-ins are being taken now. This is KAJBD.
Victor Foxtrot, Ron in Saginaw County.
Station Kilo Echo 4, Zulu Yankee Quebec, Joe in Clinton Township, Macomb County, KE4ZYQ.
Station name is ZYQ2, would you prefix again?
Yeah, this is Kilo Echo 4, Zulu Yankee Quebec. Kilo Echo 4, Zulu Yankee Quebec. Joe in Clinton Township, Michigan, Macomb County.
Roger, thank you. KHUBB, you guys also copy KCAYBF. Did you pick up any others?
KADON, KJBD. No, just got those two.
FBI.
Just those two.
Hi.
Back to you, KJBD.
Folks. Back. Not afternoon, a little bit here, so I'll do
plan on getting out a little bit in the sun.
WAKE4ZYQ, how are you doing?
Yeah, Joe, they did call you, but I know you couldn't understand them. There's something going on here, so I'm trying to figure out what it was, what happened there, why you couldn't understand anything here on the repeater.
Yeah, I appreciate it. Yeah, it was pretty garbled and dual transmissions on the feed. I heard a lot of garbling and somebody was gargling while they were talking. I never did hear them call on me, though, but something happened there. You must have heard it. I missed it.
Sean, do you hear me okay? Because you sound like you're off frequency.
I'm on my node. I sound perfectly clear coming over the WAHMAC repeater. And you sound perfectly clear to me. So I'm not sure what that is.
All right. I can't get logged back in to drop the VHF and UHF either, so just have to wait, I guess, until it times out or whatever, and cause it won't. All mine won't let me back in. Okay, that's the bear.
All right, Jeff. We had the Michigan AuxCom.net on the local ARS-PC repeater after Fred and a few of the other guys got together yesterday and got the RQCMs hooked up on the local repeater. But it went south about halfway in. It just was all garbled coming out on the local repeater. So anyhow, that was all. I was just trying to give an update on that. All right, we'll catch you. W8FU.
Yeah, because you're linked to our VHF, right? It did you link it in as well? Because I had it linked in via our Alman.
Well, I am all starred into our repeater, the Mount Clemens repeater. Not the UMP, our VHF one. Fred has that repeater linked into your MI2 network.
Correct. And then on Sunday nights for the net, I merged the UHF and the VHF together so they both carry the net. So I didn't know if you were trying to bring the net to that repeater too or what. So if you wasn't, then that's normally how we do it. Mike's on UHF. I merge UHF and the VHF together so we cover it. But I'll drop it here as soon as we're done with the conversation.
No, I'm aware of that. I wanted to let... I just was listening is all. And the VHF side over here has got issues. Nothing to do with what you're doing there. And then Joe here, who's a local member of the Macomb County ARPSC team, wanted to join the net, but the work is clearly not done. The paint hasn't dried on the VHF machine here yet. But, yes, I do know. And I did want to tell Joe that he could go over to the UMP repeater, the UHF repeater. He could have heard it perfectly fine and logged in there. That has always been on that repeater. Okay. Enough on all this, beating the dead horse, and I will let you go ahead and do what you got to do, get them disconnected. W8FU.
All right, not really beating a dead horse. A lot of people don't know what's going on, so it's not that big of a deal. It's all cool. All right, I'm going to drop it here. Can you just up here?
Hey, Sean, which of the repeater was that you're talking about? K4CYQ here.
the UHF Mount Clemens machine. I think it's 43.625. So the KC8UMP, that repeater carries that Michigan Oxcom net. And this one here, by being connected up to the Central Michigan VHF repeaters today, got it as well. Whether that continues or not will be clearly up to Macomb County ARPSC administration going forward. So we'll see. But right now it's just in the testing phase, so that's why.
Yeah, did you say 443.625?
That is correct.
I can't believe I don't think I have that on my repertoire. I have to put that in. I got just about everything else but that, from what I can tell.
Well, normally, everything that you hear on that repeater, you'll hear on the FBI repeaters, 2.6 and 2.25 and all those. But for that net you were just listening to, we drop it. And that's because of the HF in the background. I don't have my timer set on all my repeaters to ignore the timeout timer. So we just disconnect. But anyhow, there's a lot to it, and we can talk about it some other time. But that's a good repeater to have in your memory, especially if you're with ARPSC, because that carries the MICON net when there's a activation, a weather event. So MICON occurs on there. It's not something you would check into, but it might be good to keep your ear on. But you definitely it's for county to county information during weather events.
Well, I appreciate you jumping in and giving me that info and let me know that they apparently called on me, but I'd never heard it, so kind of hard to respond when you didn't hear it, so that's okay. I truly appreciate the info. KE4ZYQ.
Yeah, it was a test run because we just got the capabilities added to the repeater late yesterday evening after a series of issues, and we were lucky to get the repeater back up, let alone get the all the All-Star stuff and everything going. So that was kind of a maiden voyage, you know, and it's got warts, so we got to work through those. But anyhow, proof of concept. All right, I'm going to jump out of here. It looks like Jeff still wants to, I know he's doing some roofing work. He probably wants to get to it. So I'm going to let him get to it and disconnect these two systems, because it looks like, according to the dashboard, the UHF is still linked up here.
All righty, well, 7-3 again, thank you quite a bit. I truly, truly appreciate it, coming back and telling me whatever. Any info or intel I need to know, I'm open. So thanks, KE4ZYQ, clear for listening.
W8FU. W8FU. double UAFU.
Yeah. So what do you think?
What do I think? I think
there's a lot to like about Royal Oak as I travel down Gardenia here off of Maine. There's also a lot to not like.
Too many people, if you ask me.
Oh, I don't mind that. I enjoy watching people sitting out on a in front of a coffee shop, having a coffee, watching the people walk by. I don't mind that at all.
Yeah, that all depends, I guess. But, yeah, I know. No, housing is definitely more expensive than it needs to be.
Oh, yeah. Location, location, location. So, if you want to be able to walk to things and have all the conveniences nearby, you pay the price. But then you got to be careful because you can have... There's good areas with that, and there's bad areas with that. So, you know, it all depends, man.
Yeah, no, just when we've been looking there, it's just, holy cow. Prices are just astronomical. I mean, you get half the house for twice the cost, you know?
That is absolutely correct. Yep, you gotta really want it. But you know, then the commute, you know, has to factor in. In this modern age where we can work from home more often and you don't have to commute as often, you can mitigate much of that, some of that, whatever. But you know, if you got to commute every day, and I remember Farmer Ray making that commute every day down here. That had to, especially in that big truck, that had to eat up a lot of that savings. Had to. But, I mean, it's what he wanted, so that's not the point. But if you're looking at it purely from dollars and cents, you gotta calculate that in.
Yeah, he had a heck of a drive. Not want to do that all the time, but they closed that office. He was at, and now he has to go to Livonia when he has to go in.
Yikes, man, that's even worse. What? How often does he got to go in now, roughly? You know, just. Couple days a week or less, or geez, oh, Pete, that'd be a crushing ride for him. And then, not to mention the time. I mean, even if you start calculating the wear and tear and the and the fuel and all that stuff, the time is valuable. How often does he got to go in?
Oh, I don't know. I haven't talked to him in a long time. I don't know. I know they have like kind of officially made their position to work from home or whatever, but I mean, he was like a lab guy, so I don't know how much you can do that from home.
Yeah, I do that all the time. Get on Zillow and I'll look at, you know, because I'm thinking about either dumping significant cash into where I'm at or just bailing and going to get what I want somewhere else. And so I start looking around, you know, I start looking not far from here, you know, because the grandkids are here now. And so I try to look in an area that doesn't put me much farther from them than I am now. And that does dictate, you know, staying in a fairly confined area. So, you know, when I
check all the boxes for what I'd want, and I start looking. You know, then I look at the price I want to pay, and now the the distance gets much greater. But you know, if I push the distance out there, for what exactly I want, if I could get all the things I want and get it, you know, I'm with very few exceptions, I'm pushing out towards like Fort Gratiot, something like that, which ain't bad, you know. The kids are in Grosse Pointe, so that's 94 all the way back and forth. It ain't horrible. It is further, but yeah, I get pushed out quite a ways when all the boxes are checked in my price range. Now, if I want to, you know, like you said, if I want to double it, well, then I could probably check all my boxes and stay down there.
Yep, that was, I had to stay within 30 minutes of the kids, so that kind of narrowed most of my search to everything around Flint. You go, go south, it gets too expensive, and kind of anything else is, either Flint or outside of Flint.
I've looked just for fun at hits that come up, you know, when I enter in all the things that I want, and Lapeer has always been attractive to me, so I've always, checked around that area for something that checks the boxes, and, of course, as you push around that a little bit, you get more over that way, but that is a long haul for me and the grandkids, you know, and so I don't know that I would want to do that, but part of the, one of the big checks for us at this point is medical. You know, I know you're younger and not as important, but you start to get in your 60s and beyond, and you better have decent medical, not terribly far, and so that was that's a factor for me as well. That's why I'm looking at places. You know, they have something of a trauma center. So Lapeer, Port Huron, stay down here. I know Flint does, but anywho.
Yeah, I've been on a few houses. I looked in Lapeer, and I had one house I really liked, but that one was a big bidding war. It was in Elba. Just outside of Lapeer, but yeah, just nothing. I don't know. I think I had about three or four houses that I put offers on, and I think the only reason I got this one is because it's a manufactured house and people weren't looking in that box.
Oh, I do manufactured in a heartbeat. I've seen too many nice manufactureds to think that there's any reason why they don't stand up to a stick built. So, how I thought about doing a manufactured on this property. But, still am, actually. So, but, you know, that tears a whole bunch of value, you know, right to the ground, and it's like you don't get that back. So, all right, I just pulled up with the Chinese food. I got to get inside. I'll be back on the radio in a bit. AB8Y from W8FU.
All right, AB8Y.
Thank you.
DFA DRC, WADAP.
Okay, well.